Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Unity, was written by Estera Pirosca Escobar. In 1722, a small group of Moravian Christians who lived in what is now the Czech Republic found refuge from persecution on the estate of a generous German count. Within 4 years, more than 300 people came. But instead of an ideal community for persecuted refugees, the settlement became filled with discord. Different perspectives on Christianity brought division. What they did next may seem like a small choice, but it launched an incredible revival. They began to focus on what they agreed on rather than on what they disagreed on. The result was unity. The Apostle Paul strongly encouraged the believers in the church in Ephesus to live in unity. Sin would always bring trouble, selfish desires, and conflict in relationships. But as those who were made alive with Christ, the Ephesians were called to live out their new identity in practical ways. Primarily, they were to, as Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. This unity isn't just simple camaraderie achieved through human strength. We are to be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. From a human perspective, it's impossible to act in this way. We can't reach unity through our own power, but through God's perfect power that is at work within us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Let's pray. Father, you are over all and through all and in all, and we pray that your presence in us would be evident in how we live in harmony with one another. As we do, may our lives be a reflection of your love for all and the power you have to impact not only a single life, but the entire world. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.